Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the deep fried friars area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and the very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on Radio KOL.
Hello, everybody. This is Ashalon, and you're listening to the State of the Kingdom, which is a gameplay-related talk show. And, oh, I'm causing so many troubles on other games. So here's how this works. This is like a Jake and Scully-type show. And you too can have a Q&A type question with a person who knows absolutely nothing about this game, but only has about 150 ascensions under his belt. I'll let you figure out that conundrum. And but anyway, I digress. So, and how you get your questions answered on it, it's very simple. There is a character called Teacher's Assistant. Now, that is player number 100-5959. 100-5959. And it's real simple. Just blue message, green message, your question to Teacher's Assistant. And I will then get to your questions, and I will talk about it, and then we'll also take a look at the updates of what happened this last week, of the new stuff. And dear God. It's just nice and simple how that works, right? Right. So I'm going to play a couple songs, let some questions stack up into the queue, and then we'll come back. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back, and as was asked of me, I do not do requests on the talk show. I just kind of fling a few songs together. Also, the lifeblood of this show is the interaction between your questions and me rambling. And so without me having questions to answer, bad things occur on this show, which is called the suckage factor. And what ends up happening is a vacuum is created by the suckage factor. And eventually it will get so big that it'll suck you in through the monitor. And you know, life is bad, especially. So, so yeah. So anyway, I was here before radio was all / normal, and like Craggy's right, when normal was cool, before it turned into the off and on
crazy spot that it is now.
And people whined, oh my god, we're all leaving and people are going, and we don't get to talk to everybody. Aww.
No one bitches about it now. People don't care about the radio, don't come to radio. People don't care about trading, don't go into trade. People don't care about the food court and the huggles, don't go into food court. I mean, it's okay. It's fine. Back in the old days... See, but my whole thing is, all the cool people came to radio, so it's all good. Alright, so, pretty much last Tuesday was only really one small little change, and that was that some of the accordion thief spells got tweaked, and their prices were shifted, which it put a lot more of the accordion thief spells in balance with their worth, honestly. Even though the one that surprised me was Symphony of Destruction. I mean, that's like a staple. And to make it cheaper? It's even a better staple. So, it's awesome. I had to come in and see the guy rambling on the radio. Well, hi. Thank you. But, anyway, I digress. If you do have questions that you would like for me to answer, you can send those to Teachers Assistant, which is play number 100-5959. And trust me, you very much do want to send me questions. Otherwise, this insane rambling that I'm doing right now gets worse. And with that, because the Tuesday updates were dramatically not major / massive as they have in previous weeks, I am ready to yawn on the radio. I don't know why I do that. How can it get worse? Oh, trust me, it can. Just ask. This is quite good for me right now. So let's go to the question, shall we? Commander Wigan asks, can you give me some advice on getting past the hedge mage before the naughty sorceress? Well, it's real simple. You get those little hedge puzzles, and you twist them around, and you get to the key, and then you twist them around again, and you get out. Now, if you're asking how to get past the hedge monsters, then you're really looking at, you need initiative, you need massive damage, and you need to be able to do it within two hits. Unless they're one hit killing you. Oh my goodness. You might also want to do some good defense. So, you know, some items that give you better power for hats and shirts and pants and give you better defense. And yeah. Lots of furries in food court. Is it one big yiff pile going on in food court? Is it just one big furry? Hey, Zaz, there's a new art contest. We're giving away radio free stuff. You should go look at it. Because it would be cool if you did. Of course, I don't even know if Zaz is listening to the radio or not. Probably not. But, you know, he could be. I never know. So, big damage, big defense, do it fast. Initiative. How do you win? By not losing the game. Trivious Gorgio asks, what is the best outfit for a person not concerned about adventures, but more about free buffing, as in best MP-giving outfit? Well, here's my advice on that, is that there is a page... Ah, Zaz is. Yes, Zaz, it is. It's the Double DJ Art Contest. Anyway, there's a page on the wiki called Dressing for Success. If you go into the wiki and you go Dressing for Success, it gives you about 8 or 9 different links to different outfits. Let's see, I mean, you've got one that you can maximize your muscle, musicality, moxie, hit points, magic points, bonus melee damage, spell damage, boosting your combat initiative damage, absorption, LTS synergy, basically, what you need for those. It's got links for most items and meat drops for most rollover adventure games. So it really depends on what you, you know. I love this page because it really, really does give you a different point of view for what you need. Now, your question basically was focusing on magic points, okay? And they'd have five different levels in this, and one of them is basically you're a noob, and you have basically done one run, to where you're a noob and you've done some runs, and then where you're a multiple ascender and you have a lot of stuff, and you might have done a hardcore here or there. And then you've got one where you've done a bunch of stuff and you've got some pretty cool things, and then you're uber rich and you can buy any freaking thing you want. Which I'm looking at those two, and they're pretty much the same. So pretty much, star hat, a floral print shirt or a token of bikini top, yak skin pant type item, a linoleum staff, stainless steel suspenders, two amulet of extreme plot significance, and then there's about four different spells and effects that you can have on, and that will boost your amounts of magic of mysticality. So again, dressing for success would be your keyword that you want to look in on the wiki. I highly, highly recommend that individual page, because if you're really not familiar with all of these different items, because there are a lot of items, and if you're not really familiar with exactly what they all do and you're not keeping notes, this is a great resource page. I have to admit that there are times I will use it as well. J123, what does a familiar called the Pound Blood Faced Volleyball do? I guess you're cutting paste. Blood-faced volleyball will give you stat points. Basically, a quarter of a stat point for each level of the blood-faced volleyball. When those quarters then go into percent chances that you'll get that extra point. So if you have a 3-pound blood-faced volleyball, then you have a 75% chance of getting an extra stat point on your end of the fight stat points. So that's what that does. Tiny, nano, uber, micronic, nano, femtobot, plastic Texas Kiwi asks, how tiny can I get before I'm not visible to naked eye? I believe the actual resolution of an eye is not much bigger than like a dot on a regular 8x10 piece of paper, or 8.5x11 piece of paper, or A2 or A4 or whatever number it is, because I don't remember my paper size conversions to Europe. I think it's A4. You're talking like half a millimeter is seeable. Beyond that, it starts getting bad. J123 asks, how do you get a fake hand? Well, you do a fake handshake, and it falls down. It's an item that comes out of the Grimoire of Hilarious Items. If you really want one, you can go mooch and trade, and someone will trade one for you eventually. Invisibel asks, my question is this. My character somehow ended up being the wrong gender. Is the sleazy back alley the only place I can change that? Well, actually, no. The only other place that you can change that is when you set your gender when you ascend. Now, however, I would suggest, you know, if you do have about 30 gender-changing operations, you might get a little shiny for your trophy case. Zaz, they came out last month. Yeah, last month. And what I mean by Photoshop the pictures was, there was someone last year who took a picture of me and then basically like colored over it and traced the outlines, and it looked like crap. So basically, don't take a picture of me and then make it cartoonish by basically sketching on me. I guess that's what I meant, because I wouldn't know the proper artistic vernacular there. And I meant Photoshop. That's a photo bucket. Don't Photoshop my pictures. Okay, let's see here. Next question. Vahu asks, at the start of a run, should I go for the funky brass fez for my simple playing monkey, or get a lead necklace for general purpose? Hardcore-wise, anyways. If you can make snow cones, it's a no-brainer. You get the fez. If you don't get snow cones, meaning you don't have a tome, then you have a couple of different options. You can get the lead necklace and level up your critters to 2 pounds and be fine. You can just level them up to 5th level, which at least would take 5 turns in the arena, which I know a lot of people do. With the new Comic Chameleon, you might could actually spawn an extra item if you're lucky when you're doing your level raising, but then really you should be level raising your item drop familiar. So it really depends on what you've got within terms, or you could go make some tiny plastics out of the Lucky Surprise Eggs. It's really kind of how short on turns you are on your previous runs. If you're getting there on a day you want it to ascend and you're basically doing like 3 or 5 turns left, then get the lead necklace, because that'll be easier for you in turns. If you're getting to that day and you have like 90 turns left, you might want to go ahead and then try for the fez and spend a couple turns leveling up the familiars that you need. You know, so that's just kind of a couple of thoughts. Evil astronomers, I don't need you anymore. Well, if you don't need the astronomers, send me the star charts. Just like, you know, that's cool. Hello, Wombat. Wombat's a nice person. Wombat is one of the hosts of the archive of my show. And if you're interested in listening to any of these earlier shows, then feel free to ask me for the macro, or ask Wombat for where they are. 105959. No, that's not me in the tiger suit. Okay, all I know is that when I go to con, I am getting a new picture to put in my picture pages, because, you know, that was the only picture at the time I had. But yeah, but Zaz, literally someone took that picture, whited out Tigger, and then color-coded me, and oh, it looked like crap. And I think they somehow found a way to add 30 pounds. It was beautiful. World Wizard 89, I have a Plexiglass Pith helmet from my previous ascension. Once I get strong enough to equip it, should I equip it immediately? Uh-huh. Yes, you should. Yes, you should. Why would you not equip the Plexiglass as soon as you could? Unless you're about to fight the Nani Sorceress in that specific plexiglass, you know, item raised Moxie. But yes, you always equip the plexiglass when you can. Gorblax asks, what is the 936th item in the database? Looking at the item by number listing, which I know is not exactly what you're asking, because this is probably a trick question, because, you know, you are probably ignoring gaps, but you know what? I don't care. Item number 936 is the Hanakimbo Dreidel. Thank you. Thank you very much. Microbrain asks, you probably answered this a number of times before, but is it worth bothering with getting the meat globe? I believe that the math that people have come up with is that, in essence, no, it's not. That you can more than likely run turns in other areas to get better gains from those areas than you would if you did the whole meat globe thing. So, no. Unless you're trying to get an NPCR and you get the toaster, but that's a different story. Commander Wigan again asked me if I can give you advice on the hedge maze and the lair, which I did that. Bluefish asks, I know you're a math teacher, but I've been wondering what level you teach. I'm thinking about going back to college and becoming a math teacher myself. I teach senior high. I teach pre-AP Algebra 2 in an Arkansas-specific course called Transition to College Math. And it's pretty much designed to help the non-mathematically inclined who are going into non-mathematically majors pass college algebra, which is about the only math they have to take, and move on from there. And see, Rickett agrees with me. The Emmy Globe is indeed not worth it, unless you're going for the NPZR. And then you have to get the toaster, so you'll get a Mi Globe. But other than that, no. So, that's what I teach. Zaz asks, how tall am I? Approximately 5 feet 9 inches. Disco Doris, can you buy Mr. A's whilst in hardcore? You can't buy them from the mall. I'm pretty sure you can buy them from Jik. I do not know if they're packaged or if they're available for you to use as is right then in hardcore, or if they go straight into Hank's, because I've actually never bought a Mr. A while I was hardcore, so I don't know that one. They go right into your inventory. Okay, so yes, you can if you buy them from Jig. J123 asks, where is a good place to train levels 4 through 8? They drop your inventory that you can't trade. You can trade them, but you can't equip them. Okay. So you can't use them. Let's see here. Where to train? Level 4 would be the Guano Junction. Level 5 and 6 and 7 would be the Menagerie. Depending on what level you can live in, you go as far down as you can go. And then level 8 would be the Icy Peak, which also happens to be the same area for level 9. And I'll go ahead and tell you level 10 as well. Level 10, you want to be in the castle. Illini Skater says, you hit with a ruler? Those things hurt. Hey, the teacher's assistant has to keep y'all under control. And that means she has to give you that look and swat you with the ruler. You know. Bluefish asks, what the fuck? How about a math question? If a pet rock is dropped from a height of 100 feet, okay, and another pet rock is thrown straight upwards at 40 feet per second, using standard formulas for gravity and assuming no wind, will the pet rocks pass one another? Oh, I still hate you. Because I could do that. I just have to... Crap. Oh, you're going to have to make me do this. See, this is a math teacher's bane. You give them a problem they know they can do, and they have to solve it. So curses you... Alright, it's starting at 100 feet, so it's 100 minus 9.8 t squared, that's d1, d2 is 0, plus 40 t minus 9.8 t squared, and they're going to be setting themselves equal to each other because they're going to pass sometime in the future. Which means 100 minus 9.8 t squared equals 0 plus 40 t minus 9.8 t squared. Acceleration cancels out. 100 equals 0 plus 40 t divided by 40, 2.5 seconds in, which means it will be at... Ooh, the distance of the time. Where? Oh, that's so not right. There's no way. No, there's no way! There's no way that's right. No, there's the... Grumble. I will come back to this later. Figure out what the hell I did wrong. Because I'm like, no, that's... That's right. That's the distance formula for both of them, because Virgin has no initial velocity. Second one has a velocity going upwards, has a 0 point stop, and starts at 100. Oh, you're doing feet, and that's meters per second. What is it? What is the gravity for feet? Or I could just say screw it, and it's all meters, and you can deal with it. It's all meters, deal with it. I did that wrong. So, yeah. Oh, because I'm going different distances. That's what I'm doing. They're not starting from the same point. They're coming out of each other in different directions. 32 feet per second. Anyway, let's see here. I see it's called graph the damn things and see where they graph. At that point, what I do be like, I got two equations. I want to find the intersection. Put them in your graphing calculator and go. There you go. Ivor Pseudonym says, hi, could you please give your thoughts on hardcore booze runs to get the most benefit from cocktail crafting? Cheers. Early on, an early booze run is going to suck unless you have whiskey, because that lets you jump some of your early levels. You also need to have, for good cocktail crafting runs, you should have access to the microbrewery in the Gnomish area, because that's good. You should have access, and you will have access to the barrels in desperate times of need, when all else fails. You should have advanced cocktail crafting. You should have superhuman cocktail crafting. And the idea here is really getting what you need as soon as possible. Now, getting your booze is absolutely secondary. Getting your specific fruit is secondary to depend on what topping you have. And so if you, you know, create your toppings and all you get are umbrellas, that kind of pins down what you can make. And so then you know, okay, I need these boozes and I'll need these fruits. Go get your boozes first, because where you need to get your fruit can be different places. Okay, and you want to try to go to the areas that will give you the most stat gains. I mean, if you can booze up and get the booze giants from a natural level 3, do it. Why would you get microbrewery access if you get superhuman cocktail crafting? In times of extreme emergency, Rickett, also known as, I don't have any magic points and I need stats now / turns. Honestly, Rickett, it is when all else fails, oh my god, I'm about to be screwed, I need this and I have nothing else. You know, it's that type of situation. So, yeah. But, I mean, pretty much the idea here is, you know, is when you're trying to gather your stuff, do it in a place where you're going to get good stat gains. I mean, don't, you know, if it comes down to getting whiskey from the booze giant or getting, you know, whiskey from a clown, that should not be... Yeah, Rickett, I'm not there yet. That should definitely, you know, not... That should be like a no-brainer. Go as best as you can. And my other point is the obvious thing, which I was hoping that people were like going to go, yeah, you know, is to have eau de booze. Eau de booze. Because, you know, you got to have eau de booze. I'm seriously going to finish that math question. Damn you. But my graphing calculator is out of batteries. So I may not. Anyway, they'll pass. They will pass before the second one hits the ground. There you go. And they actually will pass again at height 0 when both of them have landed. There's just another point of meeting. About the frat boy outfit plus clovers. Yes? If you have clovers, that's good. You will kind of lose, you'll lose a turn, and you really only get the roll of tickets. But with the boost that you should be able to get, that probably wouldn't be as much of a problem. But like I said, there are good things you can do on booze, and then there are inefficient things you can do on booze, okay? Wandering through the barrel full of barrels is one of the most inefficient things you can do. Okay? And as Rickett says, you're not getting stat gains. And, we all know on super speed runs, getting stat gains every turn is important. So, where's good? The menagerie. Okay? The menagerie, you have booze giants, which you can get every type of booze from, and then you've got the fruit golems, a little bit higher, when you really need certain fruits. Okay? That really should be where you're getting your booze and your fruit. The 2x2 rule for the barrels. See, again, that's, part of the in case of emergency break glass. I didn't say that it's something that you couldn't do. I'm just saying that that's very inefficient to do that. So, that's kind of really what I'm saying. Is that it's not... something you shouldn't do. Okay? It's something you shouldn't do unless you have all other possibilities just toast. Crap. I have to go do this, so that's kind of what I'm saying here, guys. It's, I know I'm being vague. I lost specifics on this, but then again, that's just kind of what I'm saying. Because really, booze runs aren't my specialty. Heat runs, I can talk those all day long. Oxy runs, I can be respectable with those. Booze runs, I did one to get the tattoo, the hardcore tattoo, and I kind of learned about halfway through, okay, what I'm doing now sucks. So I need to go do it a different way. And, of course, I did it before Superhuman came out. So, alright. If you have a bartender, it makes it a little bit better. But, I'm trying to see if there's a wiki page on how they talk about booze runs. Here we go. Let's see here. The ideal setup for a booze Teferian is born under a Moxie sign for access to the macrobrewery, having advanced cocktail crafting in a filthy hippie disguise. Okay, even though that's really kind of no longer true as much because now you had the superhuman cocktail crafting. If you catch it right, and here's right, and Rickett, here's why I'm saying you should have that at times, is, what you got? Should be back there behind the... What's that? Favor. Let me see a favor. Go. Wife has a new candle. If you have a specially saucy dog pop up in the microbrewery, then you're happy. Because you're not spending turns getting anything, you're not spending adventures and meat and stuff looking for stuff and things, and so that's kind of why I was saying that. You don't have liver steel, bartender in the box is nice, but like I said, I'm not the best one, honestly, and I will admit this, I'm not the best one to talk to about booze runs, okay? I'm not. There are people who do booze runs all the time, because they like it. I'm not one of them, so that's what I'm saying. Oh dear God, what have you done? Zaz, you so worry me at times. Oh my God. Thanks, Zaz. Thanks. Jeez. It's like some bad Mortal Kombat outfit. Or something. See, this is why I hate this picture, because it shows that I'm fat in the belly, and yeah. Oh, God. That's just wrong. Okay, I'm... God. Oh, jeez. Back to the questions. Commander Wiggins says, what do the tiny plastic figures do when you equip them as accessories? Most of them... Okay, enough. Most of them just add 1 pound to your familiar. There are the ultra rares, which add 5 points to your stats. You have one that will give you more turns. They do different things. They honestly do different things. And if you, like I said, there are all sorts of things that they do. You know, they add stats, they add meat drop, they add pounds to your familiar, they add stats to you, they add turns. It's just all sorts of different things. So if you really, 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 really... Thanks. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Zaz, Neville approves. Thanks. That's just... Thank you for doing what I said not to do. God. So anyway, but there I think there should be, what is the page? Let's do a, I'm hoping there's a tiny plastic. Yeah, tiny plastic. Series 1 and then series 2C. Yeah, most of them are, you know, just add a pound to your familiar. Then the class ones will give you stat points. The bitchin' meat car will give you 1 adventure per day. The hermit will give you 6% meat for your monsters. And then your gods and Susie will give you lots of stats. Okay? And then if we look at the Crimbo ones, the Crimbo elf will give, 1 pound, and so will the Nutcracker, and so will the Reindeer, and the Crimbo Wreath. It gives you MP per adventure, and Uncle Crimbo will give you +1 to all of your stats. So, it's a lot of different things. And it's 1005959. Zaz. Now go do a real one. Go do a submission. That pertains to the rules. And or find a picture of Lilith and do that to her too. Because, you know, I think I should not be the only one that has a unique Zaz-styled picture. I think Lilith needs one of those as well. Let's see, next question. Discworldian, what is a good way to go level up quickly after beating the Sorceress? In my case, to get up to level 15 and get the Postamens for level 15 skills. If you've got smooth movements and Sonata sneakiness, and you can get a Ring of Conflict or three, or one, I think it's just one, you can skew the tilt on the combat and non-combat, so that you're getting more non-combat than the castles, and if you're set up to the right stat point adventure, you can get more of those. And you can almost ascend a level a day. So. His wife's multi-version. Oh my god. Find the picture where she's about to bash me with a guitar. If you link it to Zaz, he probably would appreciate that. I do have to admit, it is funny. I am going to give you that, Zaz. That's a riot. Because... Oh, God. That's funny. It's your doctor asks, which is better for stats? The Pond Frond Toupee or Annoying Pitchfork in a Styrofoam Weapon? Okay, let's math this out, shall we? The Palm Frond Toupee adds 5 pounds to your familiar, and at 0.25 stat points per level, that gives you 1.25, so it means 5 stat points for every 4 adventures. Okay? Now, the Annoying Pitchfork, and I don't remember that one off the top of my head, the Annoying Pitchfork gives +5 to monster level. Okay? And we remember that increasing 1 monster level increases your stat gains by 20%, so it basically means 5 stat or 6 stat points every 5 adventures. Okay? And then you're also then throwing in a styrofoam weapon. Styrofoam. Cannot frickin' type today. And the styrofoam crossbow, for example, is a +3 to moxie level, and even the can cannon is as what the hell was that? Is as well. Are they all plus? I think they're all +3 monster levels, right? So that gives you +3. So really, you're adding 8, which is 1.6 stat levels, which is 8 stat points in 5 turns, which is a little bit better than the 5 stat points in 4 turns. So by the math, it looks like in this case, it is better to do the styrofoam weapon with the Annoying Pitchfork. Sound good? I always forget about the deodorant, Rickett. I always freaking forget about that one. Always. Always. Do. I so need a new... Oh, God! Oh, yeah. That's... Zaz, you have to modify this picture. And get Neville while you're at it. Because, like, you know... God! So his rule of thumb that 5 +5 monster level is better than +5 pet level. Well, hold on. +5 monster level is better than +5 volleyball level. Okay? Be careful with that. Okay? Be careful with that. Because if you're with a sombrero and you're up at your higher level monsters, sombrero will give you better stats. Okay? So it's not going to be just pet level, it's volleyball level. Okay? Yeah. Monster level is 0.2. Well, wait. 0.5 monster level gives you one extra stat point, because it's 0.2. 5 levels of volleyball. See, I got myself confused because I was thinking about the situation previously. It's... No. 5 levels of volleyball is better than 5 monster levels. 6 monster levels is still not better than 5 volleyball levels. You have to get to 7 monster levels before you're doing anything better than 5 levels of monster. Yay, I went and confused myself, okay? So if you can add 7 monster levels in such a way, great. But, back to your original question, and I answered the question the way you did, what would be the best thing for you to do is 5 levels of volleyball with the toupee, and then your styrofoam weapon. You get the best of both worlds. Okay. I answered the question the way you asked it, and I'm like, you know what? There you go. So, I would say, honestly, Doctor, your best of those items, if you're only going to focus on those items, take your toupee, take your styrofoam weapon, you get the best of both, and we're all happy. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to get more Coke. I'm going to beat people for making me think about math questions on a darn Sunday on my last week before the children come back. They come back. Not tomorrow, but 1 week from tomorrow. Oh. And you're listening to State of the Kingdom, where yet once again I find ways to confuse myself and everyone else on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back, and oh yeah. Oatmeal raisin cookie candle. Oh. Yum. Gunrunner apologizes for being silly last week. And I appreciate that. I'll just move that nice gift you gave me over to my radio account, and that'll be a nice giveaway. Strudel asks, for the blood phase volleyball, does 4 pounds equals 1 stat mean to each type, or 1 stat in a random stat type? Mostly random, but it's kind of ratioed towards your main stat. It won't always be there, but it's random. It is random. It's not always going to be one for everybody. J123, what was the first item in the game? Steel Clubber Club, I guess. That's item number 1, isn't it? I'm being shown better pictures. Are these better pictures of myself? Or of other, Yeah. Cute picture. J123, how do you get all the meat for your big million meat contests? I go, please give me meat for my big million meat contest. And poof, it shows up. That's about how it works. I try that area. What armor do I need to enter the Guano Palace? Guano place. You need to have something to block the smell. If you play around in the entrance, you might find something that has stench resistance on it. And that would work pretty well for a nice early level item. Let's see here. Tinier, uber small, but not as uber small as the one before. Texas Kiwi. Okay, the question from this form of me is, what's your favorite type of ice cream? Cookies and cream. Animus, I ascended as an accordion thief instead of a turtle tamer because I accidentally scrolled down the drop-down menu with the middle scroll wheel button. Oh, the mouse wheel scroll error. Yeah. A common joke in Hat Trick. Play you out, I digress. So far, I've been only doing oxy-core runs, and the low-level accordion thief skill seems to be too effective. I use subjunctive.net to try to see where to venture for harder monsters. They usually end up being too tough even for Mosh's maneuver in some locations, or too weak in some other areas. Suggestions for other strategies or better skill use. Oh, dear God. And I still found a way to lose that game, by the way. There's a picture of me and PVA trying, and I do mean, the key word here is trying to DDR. Oh my god, we're bad. And I still found a way to lose it. Well, you know, why are you complaining about the accordion thief skills being too effective? I mean, people tend to bitch that, oh my god, LTS synergy, or slash stasis, or slash blinking, or slash whatever, is too effective, nerf it to make it more fair for the rest of us. Rawr, rawr, rawr. If it's too effective, yeah, that might be a problem. Really, though, it boils down to, why are you dying? Are you dying because you can't get in a hit because it hits you before you get a shot in? Are you dying because you hit it and then it hits you and then you hit it again and then it hits you and you die? You know, where exactly is the problem? Because you solve that problem in different ways. Like, if you're getting hit first shot and you're dead, but you know your spell or your songs can kill them if you get a chance, you need more initiative. Okay? There's an accordion song for initiative. Mechanical celerity, I'm wanting to say, maybe. Can you tell me the last time I played accordion thief was? You know, if you're getting hit, then you may want to look at better items, better armor to wear. The accordion thief damage reduction song. Oh, why am I? Oh, I no, I'm not suggesting it. Oh God, yes I am. It sucks. Unless you have every other damage boosting or damage boosting thing or damage reducing thing that's in the game. It really depends on how you're dying, because that does really matter. I'm asking about 10-dimensional hyperspace. The Gunrun asked me to ask you that from J123. 10-dimensional hyperspace is technically 11-dimensional hyperspace. It's a competing theory, but it's really just a subset of 11-dimensional hyperspace. And it's the key point of view that explains why string theory is a possible connection between quantum mechanics and general relativity. You don't want me to go any further. Trust me. Teeny Tiny Texas Kiwi, will you come to the Dallas meet on November 11th? I cannot. I had a conflict that I knew on, because I, you know, with the things I do school-wise and with the activities I help sponsor and stuff, there are certain dates I already know, back in, say, March and April. And so, the November Dallas meet, which, while cool, and I was planning on going, and I was like, oh, crap, that's the one date in November, as it was one of the two dates in November, I can't do. So, sorry. Oh boy, questions are running out. This is going to be bad. Again, if you have any questions you'd like to send to me to answer on air, you can send those to Teachers Assistant. That's players 100-5959. Call now. Plutonium Boss asks, I'm going to acquire an NZPR in my next ascension. What should I name it? Ashlon. Tom the Mighty, which one-day strategy would you suggest for someone without hockey sticks? Deformed Thread suggests it can be done. Mongoose Sorcerer with as high monster level as possible. I'm going to be honest. I don't really read a lot of those high-end threads very much anymore, because I get yelled at anytime I post in them. Hold on a second, I need to cough something real bad. So, and I saw that thread title, I was like, okay, that's cool. I have no personal desire to do a one day. And people are saying, it's been done, we've done it, this is how I did it. So, I would say, if that person put out an ascension log of exactly what they did, and what skills they had, and how they did it, and what they did, duplicate it. I really think kind of the neatest thing that I saw was the multiple one-day ascensions during the same day. as I said, crap, they broke the game. I got a kick out of that one. But, honestly, with all these one-day runs, a lot of these one-day runners are very generous in putting out the logs, or in Mr. Bill's case, an entire video. And basically going, hey, this is what I did, this is what it took me, this is what I dealt with, and these were the RNG issues I had to deal with. And, you know, a lot of things with these one-day runs, you do have to realize that there's a part of it that is, you're at the mercy of the RNG at times. And there's just no way around it. And even in some two-day run cases, you're at the mercy of the RNG. So, you know, oh Lord, now I'm just 21. Youngin. So, yeah. So, As for which strategy I would suggest, I'm so not the person to ask. Go into hardcore and go talk to the fast softcore runners who hide in there. Because honestly, that's not my ballgame. You know, I try to focus more on a gameplay style that's accessible kind of to earlier people, moving into people who want to get more advanced. They have a lot more focus and dedication to really manipulating the mechanics than I do, and that's fine. So I'm really not the best person to ask that. I really wish I could get this whole Skyping issue resolved with this computer, because I would so have this just list of people to interview and stuff, and it would be cool. But until I get that figured out, I can't. Neville and Loth are stealing each other's crap. Oh, God. Belong to us now. So severely wondering. You know, Zaz, that could almost be a forum thread money maker for itself, is the post a link to a picture and let me have my way with it. People would pay to get those, because those are funny. John Lynn says, so, should I go looking for the stars and lines needed for the star shirt, or stick with my cowboy shirt? Well, you know, if you're trying to fast run, unless you're really close, which, probably not, don't worry about it. Unless you're farming, and you don't really care about speed, and you have nothing else better to do, then go ahead and do it. Grimdale says, I'm planning on getting my remaining softcore tattoos. What 20 items do you recommend to take out of storage? Well, if you've got... When I did my softcore tattoos, I basically took my softcore game plan that I had with Dark Eagle and blended it with certain pieces of stainless steel. So I would pull out my stainless steel scarf, I'd pull out... stainless steel skull cap and slacks. I pull out the shillelagh if life just started being a pain in the ass to me. You know, I tend to always, you know, your first day set, you know, for a good 3-day run, I always pull a 4 chow mein, one drink, Rock and Roll Legend, Meat Engine, and a Dope Wheels, Dingy Plank so I wouldn't forget to get them later, Mr. Accessories type stuff, two icicles, Then with my hardcore stuff, I'd also then pull out, if it was a monster and I could get to it first day, I'd pull out the slacks and the skull cap. If it was Miskelly, I'd pull out the scarf. I'd pull them out when I could use them. And then I'd just go from there. And then I would kind of, in the second day, food, drink, pull out swashbuckling outfit, pull out the oars. Yeah, you could do a nice, calm 3-day run. You know. It is Nama's birthday. She is 21. We should rejoice. I just won't mention that I'm more than 10 years older than you. Ah! Folks, it's Tawny Phil. Okay, here's a question for you. If you want to embark on a no-hold-bars campaign to get a custom item or tattoo without getting body art, what would you do? 1, don't ever ask for it. 2, don't ever ask for it. 3, don't get other people to ever ask for it. 4, do something really cool, crazy, insane, or very supportive for KOL as a whole, and you will get one. 5, don't ever ask for it. Kind of like being a mod. Don't ever ask be a mod, because you won't. Commander Wagons, where's a good place for level 14 Seal Clubber to level up to level 15? The, castle? Red Pot asked, do you know which is better for power leveling, Wax Lips or Maracas? Well, let's go look at the math again, shall we? Wax Lips. Wax Lips. Why, those are 10 pounds of volleyball, which will give you 2.5 stat points. So basically 5 extra stat points every 2 adventures. Looking at the Maracas, for the Radio KOL Maracas, you're actually talking about the tiny maracas. Because Radio KOL maracas is meat, is item drop. I'm like, that makes no sense. Tiny maracas is 5 pounds to familiar weight on the sombrero. And thus we get into the ever popular question, which is better, sombrero or the Bloodface volleyball? And, you know, that's always the big argument, and the kind of the rule of thumb that people have said, basically, is that, the best known approximation for the formula of the Hurrying Sombrero stats gain is the square root of monster level times weight times 3 divided by 100. Okay? There is a page that says Sombrero versus Volleyball, okay? And, basically, a Hurrying Sombrero will beat a Volleyball the same weight at monster level 70. So, if you can gather several 70 levels of monster, sombrero. If you can't, I think go with the volleyball. But yes, it's the wiki is your friend. The wiki is your friend. The wiki is your friend. you should switch to Tiny Maracas at monster level 278, okay? So, if you're then going to go on the sombrero no matter what, you're not going to switch to a volleyball, then basically your wax lips are going to be better than that situation. So, yeah. Wax lips, unless you can have 278 levels of monster. Which, I'm trying to think, can you even do 278 monster levels? Again, all questions need to go to Teacher's Assistant 1005959. I'm not even sure you can do 279 monster levels, honestly. People goes, hey, where do you send the questions? Everybody goes, 1005959. And where are the questions set up? In Ashland's account. 1005959. Freeman, are goofballs ever a good idea to use? Yes. When you're about to ascend and you need that extra little oomph, to take out things in the lair, because you know you're going to ascend that day, and so you don't care about withdrawal, because when you ascend, all those effects vanish and poof and gone. Yeah, great time to use it then. Son of Beckett. Not sure if you've already answered this. I haven't. But do you think they will improve the chameleon, and if so, how? Why would they change it? I think it works exactly the way they wanted it to. I don't see a problem with that. Jester Trance, I'm stuck at the Cryptic Emanations quest. Any suggestions? Plus your damage, plus your initiative. Tend to be most of the problems. Texas, her tiny plastic Texas Kiwi. If I beg or look cute enough, will I become an in-game tiny plastic? I don't... Probably not. I have to be honest. I don't see any character actually becoming an in-game tiny plastic. Demi-Canadian. Always seemed to have tapped a back farm for the pixel key slash red potions, just as the Naughty Sorcerer's Terror. When is the best time to get pixels? When you're beaten up, or I tend to do it sometimes when I'm, you know, level 5 or 6 and I've got some extra stat points I still need to gain for that next level. I may go ahead and get them then. You know, because ratio-wise, you're still getting points that's going to help you get to your next level. Or if you do level 10, you're trying to wait for level 11. That will take forever. So. Yeah, Wombat, I about burnt out on every other day runs, which is why Dark Eagle has, like, so not ascended anymore. He's now the farming character who ascends about, like, twice a month. It's because he's level 13. I guess I should ascend him today. Ooh, and I have no more questions. That's just not good. I'm going to play a song. Lil Motley Crue. Hopefully there'll be more questions to Teacher's Assistant. 1005959. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back. And let's continue on. Answer my question, yes. You can get 270 whatever levels of monster level about, like, the castle and above, so. Cool. Ah, the full Grimace probe. Ah, I love it. As your esteemed radio DJ, who tries to make sure that you understand the truth of the matter and all things, I highly approve the full Grimace probe. Because the truth is out there. And they're the only ones with the balls to put it out there. So, there you go. Again, if you have questions, 1005959. That's the player account. Please send them there. Scrolling down. Chicks in the radio. They were planning to upgrade the chameleon. He didn't say how, though. Then, you know, I won't really go there. Freeman says, what was the best place to level up in hardcore at mid-levels? Oh, I need to make a fact, and this is the one question that's on it. 4. I even answered this show. Level 4. Guano Junction. Level 5, 6, 7. The Menagerie. 8, 9. Icy Peak. 10. And anything else. The Castle. Done. Set. Match. Boom. Let's see here. Zazzle says, how many sticky meat pants can you make until it's obscene? I don't know. Depends on how much sticky you have to use for each pants. But if you run out, you can always just talk to Feared Al, because he has lots of cups, and they're all filled. And, wow, that was all the questions. You feel that pull into the monitor? That's the suckage starting up. It'll get ugly. very quickly. I hate to say, Haplo has said hi. Hurrah. Jester Trance says, my stats are all greater than 40. Would you recommend to help improve initiative? Well, initiative is not dependent on your stats. It's dependent on your initiative count. So you'd have to have things like the wind-up clock, springy fusilli, that accordion thief buff. There's one other thing I'm forgetting that I never use. I'm forgetting. So really your stats have nothing to do with initiative. It's just having those abilities / skills / items to use. Any skill you recommend for damage? Well, let's see here. There's a lot of those. There's Claws of the Walrus, Claws of the Otter, Jackass Symphony of Destruction, Tenacity of the Snapper. There's another one I'm forgetting too. Damn it. Oh yeah, Lunging Thrustmack. And Thrustmack. All those are good things to increase your melee damage. Now, if you're wanting to increase mysticality spell damage, initiative is dependent on your main stat. But still, to make it better, if your stats are dictated by where you're at in the level, okay? And here's what I've always figured out. If you're even though you have an initiative based off your stat, which you guys were saying, that's fine. When you're in an area that you're trying to speed through, a base initiative stat I have never found by itself is enough to get in the first hit 98% of the time. I've always found I've had to augment my natural initiative with these spells and these skills. So that's why I'm saying I don't care what the stat is, because I've always figured out that if I'm going to make sure I survive, I've got to have this little extra bit of initiative, especially if I'm doing a lot of monster levels. I have to really make sure that I have initiative. Otherwise, I'm fucksword. So, you know, that's why I never noticed that, because I was like, dude, I'm always dying if I don't have these spells on. I have these spells on, poof, I'm not dying. But for damage, you know, if you're going for your melee damage, everything already listed is fine. If you're going for mysticality damage, you're really looking more at items. You know, the codex and the kickback hookbook and there's some accessories that increase your mysticality damage. And, you know, so it really kind of depends on what you're wanting. Yes, Wind of Clock is great for initiative. That's why I usually run as accordion thief. Because I can go get them. And Bloods of the Were-Seals. Oh, Bloods. Actually, today would be a good Blood Day. Would that be plus 50? Yeah, it'd be plus 50. Wouldn't be bad. Not bad at all. Look, people. Questions? I'll start reading the full probe. Texas Kiwi, now full-sized. Will I ever get enough meat to get my custom avatar? I promise this is my final question. There are no other forms of me. Someday, Texas Kiwi, you'll get the 20 million that you need. I hope so. People picking an Anunnari with her penis tail. Is the Grimmsite site open yet? If not, would ever be anything but the penguins? It's just there. It's not a place for you to adventure in. Ah. Freeman, what is the best stainless steel item taken to a hardcore oxy run? That goes to your skills and your class. And, you know, there's a fairly established hardcore oxy loop. It starts at Seal Clubber. And so, the idea here is that you take what was best for a Seal Clubber into that first loop, and then after that, you take Plexi items with you. get them all done at once. I mean, really, you take what benefits that class. So you take a Shillelagh for a Seal Clubber. You take, you know, I'll almost take what you would get from that class. If you're going to be a Turtle Tamer, take a Turtle Tamer. You know, take the Skull Cap. You know, screw that, take the Shill. You know. Ooh, braiding Fusi's hair. Creepy. Lilith asks how many roads, which means it must... I can so tell this show's about over because I can't even talk anymore. How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man?
Now I'm a man.
No. Seriously, you're male. You should know this. Well, you know, there's no distinct number of roads that he must walk. It's just whenever he's driving down those roads, he just can't ever ask where he's at. Texas Kiwi, you have until Tuesday to fix that bump you sent me, because it was funny. Just, it cut off and stuff. And if you can draw, out in our contest, hint, hint, poke, nudge, prod, prod, prod. Freeman asks, is there any way to increase the damage done by Moxious maneuvers? Get a better Moxie. Kayandra says, I've seen that on the Almanac and Mafia that certain days have different percentages for blood. Blood. A great blood story. I'll tell you that one in a minute. Is that for all blood, like Werseal or Vampire? And what effect does the percentage have on? No, it's just Werseal. And basically what it does is your stats. So if it says plus 50%, then it would raise your stats 50%. So if you had 70 for a base stat, and you had nothing else, your blue number over there on your stats would be 105. And it could go minus as well. Blood story, because I got nothing else better to do. What effect does the percentage have on stat gain? Oh, nothing. I don't think it has anything on the stat gain. I think it just affects what your stats are. Because it doesn't affect monster level. It doesn't give a stat boost to per adventure, so I think it just increases your stats. But I played a Call of Cthulhu game. No, it wasn't Cthulhu. It was my D&D group, and we got screwed in a room with like 9 portals, and so we took the one that had trees, because I was a ranger, and I wanted to go to the forest, because it was safe there. And of course, what did we go to? Oh yeah. The realm of the vampires. Oh, yeah. Ravenloft, is that what it is? Yeah. I've played that mode and song. But promptly, one of my friends walks into a room where this girl's been sacrificed, and there's just blood coating the walls and everything. And he fails the sanity checks. And he spends the next 3 gaming adventures, except when he had to tell us something, muttering, blood, blood. 3 gaming sessions. About the 3rd when we said, screw this. And we took all these pillows and just killed him. And stuff. Would the vampires be sloppy with blood? Because it wasn't the vampires who killed the girl. It was, what the fuck was it? It was some, like, pig-type creature that just went and just sprayed everywhere, and then the people who were doing the sacrifices didn't go to the walls, and yeah. No, it's like Raven something. Yeah, I'm so bad. How many fingers do I have? I have 10. Spinus, you can play in PBA's tourney. I don't know yet. I do not know yet about Holy crap, Texas Kiwi. Did you draw that? You need to draw me. That's all there is to it. Don't know. I'm first. No, I'm first. Seriously. Don't even know. We'll talk prices when you're done. Wow. Holy crap. Do you do color? If you do color, you can get lots of meat. No, not kidding. Damn, that's pretty good. I'm first, Lilith. No, I called it. I don't care if she's your poggle driller. She was in my hammock last night. Okay? I didn't want to admit it, but there. There. She was in my hammock last night. God! I have lost my freaking mind. But Spinus, I don't know if I'm assuming you're talking about his KOL chess tourney. I don't know yet. I don't know. But you know, Texas Kiwi, here's a thought. You could do your first entries as mine and Lilith's art contest. Because you know you could win like radio free stuff. And then you could draw us both. And then you could use that as, here's the example of what I can draw, pay me meats. So there you go, Texas Kiwi. Your mom was in my hammock. My mom would kick your ass. My mom's a meanie. Does the effect given from the Endorian Platonum Express card last across multiple ascensions? You know, I don't know, because that's such a rare, ultra rare right now. I've not seen a lot of hard numbers on that stuff yet, so I don't know. Yes, you can draw in color. Okay, Texas Kiwi. You should, like, you know, enter the art contest, and then you should, like, enter a thread in the lair. And if you actually do the art on a decent amount of time for people, you could probably have enough for your custom in about a month or two. Uh-huh. Lilith, do me a favor and link the art contest into radio channel, please. Because I'm trying to finish reading what questions I have here and I can't go look for the thread. Mr. English 22 says, should I ascend? Yes. Ascend into glory. I have no more questions. So let's go read the probe, shall we? According to Caesar, well known in the kingdom as untrustworthy, sneaky scoundrels. Adventurers, be wise, beware of those identified with this particular class. You may on occasion be approached by an accordion thief with a charming smile and a breezy air who will offer to play you a tune for a maximum performance. Their claims seem to prove effective, but has anyone ever considered the real side effects? Haven't you ever wondered just why an accordion song will enhance your experiences? I ask these questions to the Center for Subliminal Research in Seaside Town. I know you probably haven't seen the center while wandering in the town. The headquarters are in a somewhat discreet location, which I swore not to reveal. But they certainly seem to be experts in their field. One of the researchers had this to say, quote, "It seems that the accordion songs work as a sort of hypnosis. The songs enter the listener's brainwaves, making them more susceptible to suggestion. This allows the melody of the song to program the audience's thought and give them greater abilities. This sounds all well and good, but should we really be opening our thoughts to be programmed by one of the keenest, most dishonest classes? Many adventurers, after hearing these songs, feel compelled to give the accordion these items or meat, or providing the musicians with certain favors. If you find this happening to you, stop and ask yourself why. These bards may have more than your best interests in mind." If you'd like to read more of that, that you can go to the-probe.livejournal.com and read the probe. Let's see if I get another question or not. So I got to give about 5 more minutes. Yes, Tiara, you could email the picture in. Yes. Nope. Okay, nothing else. The wild hare, a rather odd familiar in its own right, has a rather worrisome characteristic in addition to its strange behavior. If you look at it sideways, it sometimes takes on the appearance of a duck. What does this mean? Would the rabbits have any new and strange powers if they resumed their full duck identities? We don't know. At this moment, we can look at these ominous rabbit-duck creatures and wonder. It looks like a duck. Oh my god, it does! With two beaks! Oh, that's great! Just look at it sideways. And imagine the ears as a beak with, like, another beak behind it. That's funny. That's nice. Red herring. Yes, red herring. I was impressed with that one's ass. If there's a new one, I haven't seen it yet. Let's see here. There are many suspicious things about the kingdom's new moon. This as yet unnamed satellite describes an abnormal orbit between the other moons, strangely unaffected by the planet's gravity. It has only 2 phases, which has nothing to do with the light reaching the moons it includes. And coincidentally, on the same day it appeared, the observatory was obliterated by a chunk of the so-called ice comet. Valhalla's Gate, people! This naturally melted without leaving anything to be studied, having destroyed the one installation of the kingdom which could have allowed a closer look at this new moonlet. The strangeness is not in there, though. With the help of a super-tinkered KWE radio, the probe was able to pick up broadcasts from the supposed moon, directed on a tight beam to the prefab encampment outside of the Grima site, crater site. The message was encrypted, and has to date proven untranslatable. However, it has been determined to consist of short strings of characters, followed by longer strings of numbers. These numerical strings are always of uniform length, as coordinates would be. Given the intended recipients of the SATA stream, it seems obvious that this moonlet is in fact an artificial satellite deployed by the Penguin Mafia to keep tabs on various parts of the kingdom. Until a translation is achieved, it will be impossible to say what exactly the penguins are watching, the sorceress, the enraged cow, the council's clandestine activities. No, they're really looking what's underneath the podium at the arena. Perhaps even your campsite. Only one thing is certain. Whatever their aim, it bodes ill for all non-penguin denizens of the kingdom. Love it. Okay. Let's see here. I think I've killed enough time. Are you ready? If Haplo is ready, I am leaving you with some House the Great, and then I am out of here. Hope you've enjoyed yourselves and hopefully learned something. And Ashley, thank you, Zaz, for the artistic interludes. Very fun. Thank you to Texas Kiwi for showing that she should be drawing for meat and needs to come draw me. And, the Mafia's big brother. Oh, where's Tehaplo? Tehaplo has wandered away from the computer. Oh no, and I might be here for long, long times. I'm not going to love you a long time for $5 either, so don't even ask. Alright, Haplo is ready to go, so I'm out of here. Farewell, goodbye, bye-bye.